Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. The Golden Oracle is here to answer your questions. And as some of you already know, Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a seer, a conscious medium, and a healer. She was taught almost from birth by her grandmother and great-grandmother, who were both seers. So she uses her natural gifts, the secret knowledge handed down through generations, and her own life experiences as a survivor in this world in her work as life coach and counselor. So, welcome, Ada Marie.
Thank you, and how are you today?
I am fantastic today. It's
good.
A beautiful day in New York City.
Ooh, well, it's 118 degrees in Arizona. So
ouch.
It's not so beautiful, but it's really hot.
Yeah. Well, does your training as a seer and as a medium and everything, does it help you in dealing with the heat?
Well, I don't really have a huge problem with the heat. I've always kind of liked it because I was raised in Montana and the winters were cold and I could not wait to get out of there. And I came out to California when I was 18. Thank goodness, I love the heat. And to me today, I know it's hot, but I also know that there's certain things you do in the heat that you don't do in the other weather, so you don't make yourself sick. Heat will make you very ill, you know, if you don't take care of yourself. So I always tell people when it's going to be very hot. These are days to find work where you can be inside or working on a project that's in the shade. And sometimes they used to laugh at me, but now they kind of listen to me because it don't take very long to get sick to your stomach when it's this hot. If you stay out in it, and it doesn't make sense to stay out in it, to me. So,
that's right. Wasn't
even,
it Rudy Valley? They used to sing, "Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun."
Well, even in, you know, in the house. If you're in the house and you and it's warm, then you should be turn the fan on. Let yourself be comfortable. Don't suffer with the heat when you can turn on a fan or something or turn out the lights so that you have air and a fan running, you're going to be fine. You will survive. But for a lot of people, they don't stop to think about that. And just yesterday, I had to tell a couple of people to, listen, just turn your overhead lights off and turn your fans on and you'll be amazed. And the lady called me this morning and she said, I actually went to sleep in a chair in the living room.
That's funny.
That was,
you know, in my yoga training, I learned an interesting thing. If you open your mouth and you put your tongue up to the roof of your mouth and you breathe with your mouth open, it will cool you.
Oh, really?
It's interesting. If you try that.
That's
and when you cool your tongue, you help to cool your body.
I'm sure you do, because the tongue is the strongest, actually the strongest thing in the body. I mean, stronger than any other organ in the body. Your tongue is the strongest. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That would make perfect sense, because it has a lot to control over the rest of your body. Amazing.
Right.
That's wonderful.
So, in your meditation and in your preparing for your appearance today, did you get any gems of wisdom from your spirit guides?
There's always many gems. All I have to do is just be silent for a little while and ask. And some people had written in and asked questions, so I have those questions I would like to answer to the best of my ability to these people listening that do listen. And I want to thank all of them who listen. And don't call in, but they listen every week, so I'm happy about that. And I need to tell you that the very, very practical thing is that they pay attention to their own body, because some people stand more heat than others, and some people stand more cold than others. But every single person on Earth is different in some way, shape, or form. So I want to, and I'm saying this because Mary, who called in and asked me to give this piece of information, I'm going to give this out because you were good enough to call and give it to me. And she says that some people love the heat, but they need to monitor the heat, just like you do when you get ready to go out in the snow in the winter, that you put on a pair of shoes and socks and clothes that protect you from the cold, because being cold or being too hot is very hard on the system. And it doesn't matter who you are, it's going to be hard on your system. And as you get older, you'll find you'll have more trouble. But if you take care of yourself in your middle age and younger, then you will be able to handle more heat and more cold. And she says her grandmother told them and taught them how to make the difference. And the difference was really quite simple. When you feel you are in an area and you're working in an area that is extremely hot, leave every 10 minutes or so and walk into a cooler place and just wait. And if they don't want to give you a cooler place, look for another job. And I had to laugh when she said that, but I can see where it makes perfect sense, you know, because mm-hmm. if you work in the heat for an extended amount of time, you're going to be completely drained. Every bit of you is going to be drained, and you can't do a good job anyway. So I'm sharing that because that's what she said. She said, I want you to share that, because a lot of people don't stop to think like that. And so I am sharing Mary's message today, because I want everybody to know that they have to monitor their own body according to the amount of heat or cold that they can stand or handle. Does that make sense?
Very good.
Yeah. And I'm sharing that
for her. Do you have time now to take a to take a question from a caller?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Lori.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, Ada Marie. I wanted to know if you could see anything having to do with love sometime this year. And you need my birth date, I'm sure.
Yes, what is your birthday?
7/26/1965.
Okay. Now, when you say love, can you identify what you mean by love? Because it has many, many meanings, and I'm thinking here that you're using it as a ballpark figure. So when you're asking me about love, identify for me what you feel love is. What is love to you that you would want to find in a mate?
Okay. Well, love to me is that somebody that I just can't feel. I feel like I can't live without them. Like, you know, and we're not actually together yet. I do have somebody in particular in mind, and I'm just wanting to know if there's a future between us. And this is a contact that I've had for 5 years, and we're just been emailing and texting, and sometimes talking on the phone. And so I'm thinking of marriage sometime down in the future. And so I'd like to know if you see anything in my chart, or I can show you his birth date.
No, I'm not looking in your chart, honey. I'm looking in your own auric field. And and what I'm seeing in your auric field is that some of the things that are going on in this relationship are not all they're cracked up to be. So be a little more careful in what you are asking for or looking for in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I feel like we have some obstacles.
Absolutely, and they're not worth wasting your time on.
Oh, okay.
I have to. That just came out of my mouth. That's you're talking to the channel here. So, you know, that just you heard it. It just went right out. So I was
very,
saying,
can
be
very
think,
blunt.
Yes.
I think,
well, I appreciate that. You know. Because, I mean, to me, it's like I don't have any questions that I truly care about this person, but I kind of had in the back of my mind whether or not he was being completely honest or maybe he was holding something from me.
Amen. Yes, you're correct on both counts.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for your call, for your taking my call.
You're welcome.
And stay on. You might get some answers from other people's questions. You would be amazed how many times that happens.
Okay. All right. I'll be in the background.
Good.
Okay.
All righty. Did you have another question that someone had asked you to cover today?
I had several that people asked me to cover. And one of the questions that it was asked several times this week was, can they come on the show more than once? And I said, well, it depends on how many people are on, and it depends on the question a lot. And we just take questions in rote, don't we, as people line up or call in or something?
No, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we have people who don't get to ask a question because one person will kind of want to ask one more question and one more question one more question.
We have to stop with one question with each person because we need to give everybody else a chance.
You know, Ada Marie, I think it would be a wonderful idea if people have many more than one question, if they would call you up privately.
Well, you know, they
can
do that. And I'm on the phone from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, and my number is 520-896-9510. And we're in Arizona, so we're out of Tucson. So if you call, remember, wherever you're at, you have to work on the time schedule with that. And if you call later and leave a number, I will call you back because I have to go to bed at 7 o'clock so I can handle all the calls that I have in the next day. So anyone can call and leave a phone number and a name, and I will call that number back during the morning.
Good.
I'll call
now,
in
you
the
want
morning
to repeat
hours.
That number
so,
in case somebody didn't have a pen?
I do private work, and I do retreats. I do a private retreat, and anybody who is really interested in cleaning up their life can book a three-day retreat. That three-day retreat includes your lodging, your food, your material, the books you need, and constant work. And that is $2,500 for that 3 days, and you go home with a new life and a new person. And there are many people who come and do that. So if you're even thinking about it, you've got to book way ahead because that's happening. So that's why when I'm on the phone today, I do not have somebody here, and that's why I can be working today. So it's 520-896-9510. And if you're interested in doing something, we can book you in someplace now between now and November. So
great. Okay, now we have another caller now who has a question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. All righty. Hello.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Great. You have a good question for Ada Marie?
I do.
Okay.
It's about, should I ask it now?
Yes.
It's about my my career.
Okay.
Is that too broad, or do you want me to zero in?
Better be a little more specific than that.
Okay. I went back to school to get a master's degree. I'm middle-aged, and I'll be done school in August, and I want to know what my new career looks like.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you are thinking seriously about your new career. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second. I think we lost Ada here for a minute. Are you there, Ada?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Did you hear the question?
I sort of heard the question. I was listening to it, and then you started talking, but I asked her to tell me again.
Okay. Jackie?
So I'm middle-aged. I went back to school, and I want to know what my new career is going to look like.
Well, what career are you looking for?
So it's a master's degree in clinical mental health, so I would be a mental health counselor.
Oh, well, it looks very good. I mean, they're just begging for them, and so you really be careful where you pick. You know, choose carefully what group you want to work with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can interview them, and then you can study something about them until you find one that you're really comfortable with, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. I'll be done my internship in, about 5 weeks, and then... because I had to quit my full-time job to do the unpaid internship. So I do want a place that is going to make sense for me, and it's going to be like a good fit.
Well, it'll be a good fit if you just take your time and stay on it until you find the right one. But you will find somebody you like, and you will find a fit.
Oh, okay, good.
You know why?
Ever...
I want to tell
why?
You why. Because you already did the homework. You made up your mind. You laid out the plan. And now all you have to do is work the plan. You've done a really good job with this, a very good job. And just follow your plan.
Mm-hmm. So don't jump.
Yeah, don't jump. Just follow your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Yep. Do you have a time frame at all?
Pardon?
Time.
Is there a time frame?
Do I what? I can't hear that.
Do you have a time frame?
Oh, a time frame for you to have a position?
Yes.
Okay. You should, as I'm looking at your own energy pattern, you should have a position within the next 2.5 months, one you like. You may get one, and then you may go and take another one after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you want to work with certain types of people, and that's what you're looking for.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my spirit guides say you are so eager to serve that you might jump at the first offer that you have, and it might not be the best one for you. Isn't that right,
okay,
Anna Marie?
That is correct, but I think she'll feel that. She'll feel it because she's very intuitive. And if I'm wrong, you correct me.
No, I feel like I think I might be an empath too. So, so yeah, and sometimes I ignore my own, you know, messages.
Isn't it awful when you do that?
Yeah.
It is.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Ada Marie, do you have any suggestions about listening and paying attention to your spirit guidance?
Well, you know, everyone has them, and it depends on the background or the energy of the person themselves. If they want that help and they are honoring that help when they get it, then they're doing fine. But if they feel uncomfortable about getting messages that they don't understand, because a lot of them in the beginning you don't understand, you have to kind of just get the message and then let it play itself out until it comes to pass. See, they come to pass. That the right person shows up at the time you need them. The doors open when you need them to open. Those are things that come from your spirit guides. You meet the right person at the right time in the right place, and you get this little piece of information, and it's very good. So there are a lot of ways that the spirit sends you assistance. It's not something that just comes in your head. You might hear somebody make a statement about something. Oh, that's just what I'm looking for. I need that information. You just have to be aware and stay aware. Make your life aware and positively so. Everything is wonderful as long as you see the world as wonderful. If you always see the cup half full and running over, or full and running over, you're going to be positive, and you're going to have assistance from the other side of the veil. It happens all the time.
Good. How does that sound, Jackie?
Is it
Jackie
awesome.
Bridger?
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Good. So,
I have to tell you, one lady called early this morning, and she had been on the show a number of months ago, and in the process of it, she had been looking for she was a nurse. She was looking for a particular position, and she had sent resumes here and there, and she had sent a resume to a hospital down in the South. And she got a response, and the response came from the office or something, and the lady who signed the response had the same name as she did. So she very quickly responded to them and found out that she had an aunt, and this woman who was responding to her was her aunt.
Oh, how about that?
Now,
isn't
that
amazing?
Was a miracle.
And
don't you think that was a miracle?
Absolutely.
They
did
you
take the position?
Well, yeah, she went right away to see her. But, I mean, it was just a miracle that she sent a resume to that particular place, that hospital. And the woman who got it was a relative, which she'd never met or never heard of, didn't even know she had her. So those
amazing.
Kind of miracles happen in the world. I consider that
they
a miracle.
I do too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing, the secret is to really focus on the things that are working. A lot of people just focus on what's not working, and they complain about not what's not working.
So nothing
and they never
ever
give
works.
Thanks. Never gives thanks for the things that are working.
Right.
That's something I remember you're saying a lot of times.
I have said that often.
Grateful.
Always be grateful for the smallest thing. For the smallest thing. One day, when the car broke down, and I was waiting for the wrecker to come and pick it up, car pulled up behind me. The lady got out of the car, and she walked over with a bottle of water, you know, a little pint bottle of water, and she said, I don't know how long you're going to wait here, but I don't think you have any water. And I said, I don't. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I got her phone number. So later that evening when I got home, I called her up and thanked her and told her how wonderful it was. And from now on, I'm carrying water in the car. But it was really
very
nice
good.
Of her. You know, I thought that was a miracle.
Was. You know, wonderful, the kindness of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Those are miracles. They really are. So be aware, and be aware that you yourself can become a miracle for somebody. That's true of every single person. They can become a miracle. Their smile might save somebody's life. You never know. So don't forget
That's
to
right.
smile
God,
and grow.
Spirit can use anybody, anytime to accomplish what needs to get done.
That's true. Yeah, and it does. It does. Especially when people are open to be able to be aware and stay aware. Look around you. See all the things that are there that might be something you can help with or do with, or some little child could play with or something, you know. Be aware of your world, all of it. Not just the ones that you're interested in, but the rest of them. And just have nothing to do with the negativity. Just stay positive. Stay on top of your positive attitude and make it grow. It will grow.
You know, some people are so picky, and they expect an angel to come in with golden wings and slap the wings in their face or something, you know. And my spirit guides say, look, you're looking for something spiritual. Spirit is everything.
It's everywhere. It's absolutely
exactly.
everywhere around you. And you have to be appreciative. You have to know how lucky you are. So, some lady said, I remember your class, and Ada, she found me through this show. I remember your class, and we had just moved in, and I was bombarded with boxes and everywhere I looked. And I said, but Ada said it's okay because they'll get put away. And she said, you know, I think of that every time I see three or four boxes that I want to give to the Goodwill. I think that's okay because Ada said they would go to a good place. And she found me on the show, which I want to tell you I was grateful for. I haven't heard from her for a long time, and the people in California, I had a lot of people in California, and so that was a nice phone call to find out she was well and healthy, and her daughter had graduated from nursing college, and oh my goodness, we had a long chat. So I thank all of you who have called in and let me know that you're okay. I appreciate that. And I do mm-hmm. counseling on the phone. I charge $100 an hour, and then I send you material, whatever it is you have need of. I mail that material out to you.
Did you want to give your phone number again? Because we have some new people on the line that might be interested.
It's 520-896-9510. I'm in Arizona, near Tucson, and the retreat house is a small retreat house. It's two-bedroom because a lot of people come, come in wheelchairs, and they have people that take care of them, so we have to have a two-bedroom so that there's a place for the person that comes with them to have a room, and it's a very nice place. You can go on the Internet at the Golden Oracle and take a look. And you will see it's a very beautiful, quiet, very quiet. In fact, some people complain that it's too quiet, but it really is quiet and peaceful and enjoyable. So if you're interested, just go to the Golden Oracle on the computer, and you will find us.
It's the goldenoracle.com.
Yeah, .com. I guess that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not really good with the computers, but
well,
I don't
the
have
things
much time.
That you are good at make up for that, Ada Marie. Don't worry
well,
about it.
I don't have much time to really get on the computer myself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else
mm-hmm.
does all that work. But, you know, it sometimes, just like now people are listening, and if they have a friend who has a problem and that friend calls me, I give that friend a free 15 minutes because they want to help their friend. And somebody called the other day and they said, I can't sleep. I said, make yourself a cup of cocoa before you go to bed. And she said, why didn't I think of that? I said, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, you never know because people get so busy, they don't think of a lot of little things that would just work. And
sure.
So that was a good thing, but it was the way she said it. She says, well, why didn't I think of that?
So
I get all kinds of answers.
Yeah. Is there? You said that you had a lot of questions that people had called in. Do you have another question?
Yes, I do. Let me read it here. Okay. Let's see. It says okay. Oh, okay. They're asking about love, and the question is, how do you know if somebody loves you? How do you know if they really love you or if they're just saying that? And the only answer that I know for that kind of a question is, if you are loved and truly loved by someone, you feel it in your heart. Because
mm-hmm.
love is igniting and it goes right directly to the source it's meant to go to. So if you feel loved by someone or something, then you are loved. If you do not feel it, it is not there. I'm sorry. It's just not there. If you can't feel it, you don't have it. And I don't know any other way to say it.
So much time manufacturing feeling.
You can't manufacture
to...
love. Love
mm-hmm.
is a
no.
universal source. And it cannot be, people can pretend. Yes, they can do that, but it's pretending, and somehow or another, it always hits the other person with something's missing. What's missing? So
yeah.
Believe me, when love is real, it is felt. It is felt from the ground,
it
from
sure
the very
is.
Bottom of your heart. It's felt, and you will feel it. You will know that they mean well about you, that they're not putting on airs. So, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody loves me, they don't even have to tell me. I know it. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I return it. So, I have
you
clients
gotta,
I
you
had
gotta,
on the
you
phone.
You
got to
do that. You got to give
yeah.
back.
You have to give it back. I've had clients mm-hmm. on the phone for years, and I've never, ever meant them. But I love them dearly, and they know it, and they feel it. And they call
mm-hmm.
up and say, I can say anything to you. And I say, that's right, you can. So, you know, when they want to lay out all their troubles just to get somebody to listen, they call me up. And
sure.
I can't remember when I hang up the phone what they even said because I don't hold it. I don't give them advice. I don't hold it. I just let it lay out there and go follow in the ground. So... I'm from a farm,
yep.
you know. So I just let it, I just, you
and
know.
Just plant it and let it grow on its own, huh?
Right, right. And it usually just never raises above the ground. So that's a good
uh-huh.
thing. So if you have a question, remember when you call, leave your phone number and your name. If you don't leave your number and your name, you will not get a call back. Because I have to have a name. I get a lot of calls, and they're just a call. No name, I don't call it back. I call people back who leave a name. If you want me to talk to you, leave me your name. You know mine is Ada Marie. What is yours? Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Yeah, because lots of times the phone rings and rings and you can't see it. Unknown caller. Well, I'm not interested in an unknown caller because I'm not going to call them back anyway, but I'm not interested. So if you're calling me...
Well, if they wait and leave a message, then they will not be an unknown caller because
no,
it'll be on your answering machine.
Right, but they can say, this is John Smith, and I'm in the East Coast area, and I'd like to talk to you. And so they leave a phone number, and I call them back.
That's
John
good.
Smith.
And it's wonderful to think that we can actually reach across the planet practically and communicate with people now. You know, like in the old days when your grandmothers and great-grandmothers were around, you had to get the horse and buggy and go.
They had the Pony Express that traveled across the country. And amazingly enough, they did a wonderful job for what they had to do with, you know. And I believe that the settlers that settled this nation all were hard-working, honest, loving people. I believe they felt for each other and did the best they could for each other. And I really believe that my ancestors and we grew up knowing that we were 50 miles from the nearest town, but we could get on horseback, cross the river, and get there in a short period of time. But there was always a way, somebody to help. You could always hang a sheet out on the front of the screen door, and somebody 40 miles away across that prairie would see that sheet. And you might have 4 visitors before the day was over. You needed help. I mean, it's just the way it was. It's just the way it was. Didn't have electricity, didn't have running water. Well, you had running water. You could run out and get it and bring it in and then take it back out again when you got done with it. But if you needed help, you just hung a white sheet out on the screen door. Somebody would show up.
That's amazing. I never heard that before.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it works. It did work. So there's
That's
many
marvelous.
Things that, you know, the city kids didn't have to do.
True. But they had their other signals. They had ways of communicating that you didn't need in the country.
Right. They also helped each other in the city, just like we helped each other on the farm, it was easier because they could get together quicker. You know, if somebody fell and they could call a neighbor and they'd be right there. I mean, people came to help. That was just the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You know, we didn't have this ornery thing we got going on now. We had a lot of wonderful people, and I think we still do have a lot of wonderful people.
Absolutely.
I really believe that.
And some people get, they get all tangled up in the social media, and they use it for the wrong reason. And other people have a wonderful way of just really using it to the greatest advantages. And there are spiritual energies that are flowing back and forth through classes and call-ins and webinars and summits and all kinds of things that we never had before.
Right, wonderful things. I mean, just awesomely wonderful things. It's a wonderful opportunity to use it in a positive manner, and that positive manner is very, very helpful.
It is.
Amazing.
And again, we think spirit can use anything, anywhere, anyway,
and it
to
can
reach out to us.
Yeah. Mhm. And it does reach out. Did anyone else have a question?
Do you have any examples that you'd like to share about things that Spirit reached out to you for?
Oh, honey, I have thousands of examples because my whole life the Spirit has been with me. You know, it's been there. It just, I can't tell you. Whenever I get in my car, I surround my car in a Christ white light and the violet light of wisdom. And I ask that I am protected as I drive any road I drive on, that the roads are protected and everything is fine. And you cannot believe how many accidents I have barely and managed to just drive right either before them or after them and never got touched, never. I've had to sit in waiting lines because they've had to move cars so we could drive on, but I've not been damaged like that. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't ask for any more than that when you live in the city. You just can't.
That's for sure.
That's the way it is. And to be blessed to not have to be in an accident is a miracle. And I just wrap my car in white light and the violet light of wisdom before I drive out of my yard. And anybody can do it, and it works. It works. I can tell you it works. So
that's marvelous.
I would say to any of you who are listening, try it. You won't be sorry. You've got those angels, and they're at work, and they will do it. So that's a good thing.
And what do you... How do you feel about reaching out and asking for help from the angels?
I feel good about it because that's why they're there. They're surrounding us to assist us so that we have a harmoniously peaceful, loving time in our lives, that we can be friendly, we can be happy, we can be loving, and it's okay. We don't have to be afraid or mean or selfish or anything. It's just not necessary. The negativity can just fall by the wayside.
Sometimes I will say, when I'm in a mess and I don't know what to say, I will just say, please put the right words in my mouth. And it works.
I've done that so many times. I'd say, okay, now you take over, because I don't have the right answer. In fact, I don't have an answer, so I need a little help here, folks. And sure enough, that answer will come through.
It's a wonderful way to live, Ada Marie.
Well, it's a peaceful way. You're always at peace with yourself, because even though you have to do something, you're given something to do, and you go do it. It no matter how difficult it is or how long it takes you, maybe it might take you several hours, you are doing something because Spirit has moved you to be helpful to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need help, you know, and if somebody will be there. I'll tell you, they'll be there.
For sure.
So...
That's right.
I think that's important.
Yes,
pardon?
It is.
Yeah.
It's very important. Mm-hmm.
So how many times, you know, can you think of that somebody just happened to pop up at the right time and give you the right answer?
That's right.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then some of the things I've heard you say is kind of remedies that your grandmothers taught you.
Oh, honey, I have pages and pages of remedies that people need for something if they need it. They, you know, and they call me, I tell them, but it would take, in fact, I was thinking about doing a whole seminar someplace, I don't know where to put it yet, and in the process of it, hand out some of these books of remedies that we've written up and, you know, sent to people who call up for them. And I thought, well, it would be nice to do a seminar someplace and then explain the remedies and talk to the people,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't figured out where to put it yet.
You know, so much today, the doctors give you a prescription. And then it makes side effects. So they give you another prescription to fix the side effects that they made with the first prescription. And so many times, just a natural thing that people have known about for centuries would have done better than the medicine.
I was in the hospital for 30 days. I was stabbed 26 times. And on my way home, they had given me a big paper bag full of stuff and put me in a wheelchair and sent me home. And when we got to the door, I said to my son, take this bag and throw it in the trash. Take it out to the dumpster and stick it in the trash. And he goes, Mother, I said, you heard me, because if you don't do it, I'll find a way to get it in the trash if I have to do it by myself. So knowing that his mother is a little stubborn, he took it out and threw it in the dumpster. I never took one pill. I came home. I called my grandma back in Montana, and she already could see, you know, so she knew what was wrong.
And I
said, now, Grandma, now what am I supposed to do? And you want to know the first thing she said?
What?
She said, you're going to live for 10 days on water, one teaspoon at a time for 10 days. I'll talk to you then. That's what she said. That's what I did.
Okay.
And I didn't get hungry. I didn't get anything. Of course, I couldn't get around very good. I had to lay in bed most of the time, so there was no reason for me to get hungry or anything. But I did it, and then she told me I could have some chicken broth. Man, what a relief that was, a spoon at a time. And I never took any of the medication that the doctor gave me, never went back to the doctor for 10 years, and then one day I ran into him on the street. And I told him, I said, well, hi, Doc, how are you? He looked down at me and he said, you're actually alive. I said, well, yeah, I am.
He didn't expect you to live. Isn't that wild?
He thought I had died, see, because he never heard from me.
Yeah.
But this was many years later, and I was okay by then. But, you know, you go through a lot. I mean, it isn't that it's not painful. It isn't that you're not going to have to deal with a certain amount of pain, but you're going to be healthy because your body is going to heal you.
Exactly.
With a little bit of brains, you can do real good. So,
I hear you.
You just have to use a little common sense, which is a short supply, by the way.
Well, it seems that many people have abdicated to the so-called experts.
So what's that supposed to mean? That the expert knows what they're talking about?
Yeah, they think they just give up and say, okay, doctor, whoever, accountant, whoever, tell me what to do. And they don't think for themselves like we used to have to when we were all by ourselves, you know?
Right. And they weren't so plentiful, you know. Today we got doctors and lawyers and all kinds of professionals all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right there.
Yeah.
If you don't look out, you're going to step on one. So, not a problem.
Any other great tips you have for us?
I can't think of anything offhand, although I got books full of them here in front of me. And I'm in the study right now. So there are many things that one of the things I think that most people need to know is that they are exactly what they think. If they think negative thoughts or selfish thoughts, that's what kind of a world they got. If they think happy, loving thoughts and caring thoughts, that's the kind of a world they're going to have, because you are what you think. And believe me, it's not a joke. Whatever you think about, that's what you become. You become exactly what you think about. And I can't say that strong enough, because if somebody complains, you meet a person who complains, their whole life is full of stuff. You meet a person who is happy and smiley, their whole life is happy, because that's how they think. They think happy.
That's
they
right.
They think that way. But
I seem to remember you're saying words are things.
Right. Thoughts are things. They're absolutely things. And they become you if you're going to think in that manner. You can't afford to be unkind, and you can't afford to be selfish, and you can't afford to send out negative thoughts, because every thought comes home to roost, and it does come home to roost. You will have to deal with it somewhere along the line. So be careful what you
now,
do.
Now you're talking about the law of cause and effect.
Yes, the law of cause and effect. And you send it out there, you're going to get it back. That's the way it
increased
is.
And multiplied.
Times seven.
Scary part.
Right. But multiplies times seven, so be careful.
Yeah.
Remember the game we used to play? Never step on a crack because you'll break somebody's back.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
I do remember.
Never step on
it.
A crack, you'll break somebody's back. It was funny, had more truth than fiction.
Well, it's
anyway,
just a very strange
thing.
Of
things. I think we've had a good session today, just giving out advice that people can take home and put in their pocket and use, you know.
I think so, too, and I would love to thank the callers that called in and gave us their energy and took our energy and it's wonderful.
And the ones that called in, there were a number of them that called last week and asked for directions on how to do certain things, and I gave them direction and I gave it to them freely,
mm-hmm.
because after mm-hmm. all, it's in the universe, and if I don't share it freely with them, then I'm not doing my part, because that's how I grew up, learning things from people wiser than me and older than me, and it was given to me. So when you ask a question, I have to give what I was given. It's
absolutely.
Universal law.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
remember,
again, go ahead.
Pardon?
I said, remember what?
I want you to remember that everything that you learn is there for you to share. And it's there to share with your open heart. Not begrudgingly, but because they need help.
Good.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And as you help others, when you're in trouble, sometimes that will come back to you. Oh, my goodness, we have someone just this moment, just about when we were about to close the session, who has a question. Do you want to take one more question, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi.
And thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
What is your question, honey?
So I was just wondering what you pick up. I've been experiencing some hair loss for a few years now, and really trying to heal it. I had energy healing and chakra clearing recently, and I'm praying and visualizing and just wondering what you see. Will it get better? And
wait a minute. Can you tell us your name?
Oh, sure. It's Miranda.
Thank you.
Lorinda?
Miranda.
Miranda. Okay. Now, your question is to do what?
With hair loss.
She's
hair
lost
loss.
Hair. Her hair. She's losing her hair.
Oh, yeah. Over a few years now. And I was just wondering if you could pick up whether it's going to get better. Because I've had some energy healing and some chakra clearing. I've been praying over many years.
What are you washing your head with?
Some natural products which are supposed to, like, enhance growth.
Do you brush your hair every day?
I comb it. I don't use a brush.
Do you rub your scalp every day?
I've been starting to, yes.
You should have done that in the beginning. Basically, I was bald at one time. long ago. And my grandma said, you got to brush your head, brush your head. And then somebody else came along and said, let the cat lick your head. So I let the cat lick my head. Well, guess what? I kept brushing it, and it grew back.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if the cat licking my head had anything to do with it, but my hair did come back.
That's funny.
But you have to brush it every single day, morning and night.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I try my best to stimulate and massage, and I, you know, do whatever I can. I was just wondering if you pick up anything. Your cat was a healer, no doubt.
Well, I believe that if you're losing your hair, then it's something in your diet, because my grandma said it was something in our diet and we needed to eat more eggs and, you know, food like that that would help us to sustain our skin would be good and our hair would be good. And so we eat two eggs every day. Sometimes they're deviled eggs, sometimes they're scrambled, sometimes they're something. But I still eat eggs every day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't lost my hair. When it finally stopped falling out, and that was 40 years, 50. Well, honey, more like 60 years ago. And I have hair. I have plenty of it.
By the way, Miranda, have you had your thyroid checked?
A while back, and they said just to monitor it, that it wasn't, like, abnormal, but they detected something there. So I was just wondering if Ada Marie picked anything up. I mean,
I just pick up that you're under a lot of stress.
That's for sure, as many of us are.
That's what I picked up. I picked up that you were under a tremendous amount of stress, and instead of turning everything over to God, every day and every night, turn and say, okay, Father, now this is what I say. Okay, God, at the end of the day, I'm going to sleep. I'm giving everything back over to you. You take care of it. I'll pick it up in the morning, wherever you want me to. And that's exactly what I say. And my hair has stayed on my head now for the last 55 years.
Right, right. Well, I pray for him. He knows I want this.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned the thyroid is because I'm, of course, you're talking to two healers here. And when I had low thyroid, my hair fell out.
Oh,
and,
really?
And absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at one point I was diagnosed with a 75% deficiency. And I was losing hair like crazy. And, of course, another time when I lost my hair was when my husband died.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that
it just
happens.
Some
people are happy. They go out and dance and have a ball. Other people are sad.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was a terrific loss. When I brushed my hair, and my hairbrush had a Chinese beard, you know. So,
my goodness.
I worked
with supplements, you know, and and the B supplements help tremendously with your hair.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Uh huh.
That's good for people to know that, because a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. You know, I've lost my hair a couple of times in my lifetime, and right now I've got a full head of hair, so.
Oh, that's nice. A good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, and anything else, Miranda?
That's basically it.
Okay, but watch your diet, and I would go back to that doctor and say, you know, sometimes there's an extra thyroid test that they don't bother doing. It's something like a T4 or something like that.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times you have plenty of thyroid, but it's not getting to the right place.
Just
go back to that doctor, or either go to another doctor that might be more holistic and think, you know.
Okay.
Did you get anything else? Marie, did you get anything else?
No, I was just listening. I thought it was a good thing to go another doctor. Yeah.
Good. Okay, and then I think somebody who asked a question before is wanting to ask another one. Let us see. Just one last question. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Did you have another question? Okay,
no,
go for it.
I've been on, but I didn't raise my hand. I thought I had raised my hand. Then when I realized I didn't raise my hand, I just clicked one a few minutes ago.
What's your name again?
My name is Maddie.
Nice to hear from you. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you took my call. Yes, I do have a question for Ada Marie. This is a question about money that's owed to me. This money, I did an investment some years ago, and me and a group of other people also. Do you see this money ever coming through that we'll get paid out?
Have they ever used that money to make money?
They use that money to use a lawyer for a lawsuit.
Oh, I see. And did the lawyer ever win the lawsuit?
No, it has something to do with, I think it has something to do with the government.
Oh, well, it's probably still pending.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that's in charge, every time I ask for an update, he always have a different story. He always have a story to tell me, and I thought, but he keeps saying it's going to be victorious.
Well, it might be, because if it has to do with the government, it could take years.
Yes, it has been years.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
Yes,
it has. It takes years to get around those people.
Yeah.
Have you asked if they can pay you back a little bit at a time? Because sometimes people can't come up with the whole amount.
No, they can't, because they've spent the money to do the court thing.
I don't think because I had a friend that asked that question some years ago, and he was not able to do that.
They've used that money to fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the case was like, oh my God. It just make you realize how much darkness is out there.
Yeah, it does make you realize that.
Yes.
But you're fighting the darkness, Maddie.
I mean,
just remember that the energy that you put out and the money that you put out, it might come back to you from a totally different place. So just be ready to catch it. Be ready to say thank you.
Oh, I love that.
Be ready to
accept
it when it comes.
Accept it when it comes.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fantastic. It was wonderful that you volunteered and helped this person. So that energy, just know that it's out there. The universe knows it. Spirit knows it. And just remember that you will be blessed.
Thank you. I love to hear that. Yes. Wow.
That's a good thing to hold.
Yes.
What are we looking at for time, Mary?
Well, we're just about out of time here. I thought maybe you might like to give your telephone number one more time.
Okay. My phone number, Ada Marie, 520-896-9510. And you can call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And what do you call that thing? My email address is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. Ada
and
Marie
the website
thegoldenoracle.com. Don't forget to put the in there. I did that on purpose. Thegoldenoracle.com.
Good
so
enough.
That's
and,
a good thing.
And,
okay.
That's good. And now I think we're about at the point of saying love and light.
And God bless you and protect you. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye.